Okay, Carlos, before we jump into Mets Marlins, it is Venezuelan Heritage Day here in Miami, and Edgardo Alfonso, Mets legend, is here, and I know that you're from Venezuela. He's from Venezuela. What is your relationship like? Because Mets fans have adored Fonzie for many, many years. What's your relationship like with him?
Yeah, he was one of my heroes coming up. You know, I grew up watching him play. And then when I was coming up in the minor leagues with the Giants, he was with the Giants at the time, and he took care of all of us, especially the Venezuelan guys. And we created a relationship there. And then we play against each other in Winter Ball. We play with each other, you know, same team. And I will always listen to the conversations. He was, you know, obviously we know the type of player he was and the career he had, but it was just a different mindset from him. You know, when it came down to hitting, seeing the game from a different perspective, you know, defensively, base running. So, you know, great baseball mind, but what a great human being. So happy to have him here. He was around in spring training for a few days. Mets legend, you know. We go way back.
Always a kind-hearted human, that Fonzie. Let's talk about Jeff McNeil. Big night last night. I mean, what, just for his psyche and mental awareness, just what kind of lift was that for him and then for you guys just to see for him?
Yeah, huge. You know, we've been saying it, that the way he's at bats and the way he's making contact the past couple of weeks, with no results, you know, most of the time. But for him yesterday, coming out of that break and the way he impacted the baseball yesterday, going dead center and then going left on left, was pretty good to see. You know, the conviction, the authority, the way he drove the baseball is a good sign. I've been saying it, this guy's a hitter, you know. And now, hopefully, this is something that, you know, he can continue to get going here, and because we're going to need him, and he's just going to make our lineup a lot deeper.
How much does it help that he can be in right field or in left field as he is today?
Yeah, huge. You know, the versatility. Left, right, second base, left-handed hitter. You know, plays the game right. And you're not afraid to put him in anywhere. You know, yesterday we saw him in right field making a hell of a play, robbing a homer. Today he's in left. You can put him at second base. In the middle of the game, he gives you some type of versatility when you know, like if you want to run for someone, you're going to hit for someone. There's always good to have a guy that can go and play multiple positions. And the fact that we're seeing some signs here from the offensive side, that, you know, that's encouraging.
Luis Severino getting the ball today. I know that Jose Quintana was supposed to get the ball. How is Jose feeling first and foremost?
Better today. He's still, you know, at home. But he said he was going to move around, so he feels good enough to just move around and try to play catch, because he got him pretty good, but feeling a lot better today.
The Marlins have been such a pesky offensive team. What does Luis have to do that maybe he watched, you know, this series and series past, just against this offense in particular?
Yeah, I think not only getting ahead, you know, obviously getting strike one, but putting hitters away. We saw it last night with Manaea, when he got ahead, but then he left a lot of pitches over the middle of the plate and up in the zone, and they're going to be aggressive, and they put the ball in play. I think he's executing his pitches, not only, like I said, not only getting ahead, but putting hitters away and making pitches when he needs to.
Thanks, Carlos.
Yeah, you got it.